1620-94.5 WTAW. Your comments from the March 6, 2023 Bryan ISD School Board meeting, where the Bryan ISD School Board joins a growing list of school districts that are appealing property valuations from the state controller's office, which can decrease the amount of state funding. Here's the reaction from BISD board member Leo Gonzalez, hearing that the controller's determining the valuation from the Brazos Central Appraisal District was not high enough.
This never ceases to amaze me how the state tries to not pay us. It just really is a shock.
It is the second time in 5 years the Bryan ISD school board's given the green light for administrators to officially do a protest, if needed, for the property valuations as determined by the state controller's office. Here's more from Assistant Superintendent Kevin Besaw.
And we had this back in 2018, I think, and I don't believe either district appealed, and we got to correct it for the next year.
Besaw noting that the Brazos Central Appraisal District caught in the middle between the state and local property owners.
You know, you always think your property is overvalued, right? And the appraisal district is in kind of a bind, because if you want to pay less, well, if they grant that, then they got the comptroller coming back saying, well, you set that value too low, so we're going to penalize the school district because of that. We're going through that to see if there's areas that they may have undersampled or oversampled, and something that we could easily, you know, show them that this was should have been adjusted, and we can get them to adjust it. Maybe we could be compliant for this year.
Besaw saying Bryan ISD's valuation review will be different from College Station because Bryan is more commercial property. CSISD's valuation is more residential in nature.